He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and chartered financial analyst Barry Kite. Barry, looks like let the good times roll, huh?
quite a move in SQM this morning.
Holy cow, and the market itself with the announcement that Jerome Powell, I was wrong, okay, I'm glad I didn't bet the house and the farm on Brainerd, but Jerome Powell will continue as the Fed chairman. The market likes the news because he's been a good friend of the market for quite some time. The Dow is up 284 points right now, 35,886. It's approaching that 36,000 level once again, which it has been backing off from here recently, so we'll keep an eye on that. The NASDAQ is also having a monster day here so far, up 132 as it blows through 16,000. It's at 16,189 right now. S&P monster day, up 41 points, 4739. I want to say that's a new all-time high. Small caps up just 9 points today, not participating quite like the rest of the big boys out there. The crude oil is up 7 cents, 76.01. Getting a little cheaper to fill our gas tanks recently. Gold's down $30 per ounce. It doesn't like the Jerome Powell news. Silver down 17 cents. The bond market, the 10-year's up 5 basis points. Bitcoin's down $434. And wait till you hear about one of the biggest winners of the day. It's the stock that we wrote up last week for Seeking Alpha, and it's one of our biggest positions. We'll get to that in a moment. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager, CEO of Gunderson Capital Management, and Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst. And kudos to Barry and Gunderson, I guess. You know, Barry did most of the heavy lifting on the article last week on SQM out of Chile. And SQM, last time I looked, is up 13% today. That's the article we wrote up. It's one of our largest positions. It's a fertilizer and a lithium stock. We've talked about it many times. And, Barry, I am seeing a little news here under the surface. There's a couple of theories as to why this stock is moving today. The biggest one seems to be the elections in Chile, where the guy on the right is going to the next round and has a pretty big advantage over the, they're calling it the radical left here, guy, leftist, that wants to nationalize a lot of the companies down in Chile. That's reason number one. The other reason seems to be that SQM is going to have a big meeting in December and announce a big one-time special dividend to shareholders. And I'm also seeing a target price upgrade to $83 on SQM today. So there you go. Pretty good timing. This was our stock of the week last week. We wrote it up. You can go to Seeking Alpha. You can read the article. You can read the thesis behind our call on this stock. And it is a big position here. We own it not only in our premier growth portfolio as a growth large cap, but also in our dividend and growth portfolio, as it pays a pretty nice little dividend yield also. Now, Barry, I predicted that Biden would choose Brainerd to be the new Federal Reserve chair, but instead he remains with the Republican Jerome Powell, who's been a friend to the market. And, of course, the market seems to really like this news today. And that's why it really took off. I mean, the futures were up this morning. But when that announcement came across the line here, the market really blasted off. So I have to say,
well, you got it half right. You got it half right, though, because she's going to be she is going to be nominated as the vice chair. So now,
yes.
You know, so you know, that's she was already on the committee. She'll now have a different title, a higher title, if you will. So a little bit kind of seems a little bit playing to both sides just a bit on this particular on these particular choices. So
yeah, and Brainerd, you know, she's wants to be tougher on the banking regulations, which pleases, you know, the Elizabeth Warren wing of country. And Jerome Powell, being a Republican, you know, I think he'll have less to say about the regulation part of it. But he obviously has been very kind. We'll see if he's been overly kind down the road. You know, if I talked about this a lot in my newsletter over the weekend, that there's a few sectors here that they're not bubbles. They're balloons, which is even bigger than a bubble. But we'll continue to watch that. I saw a lot of other warnings, too, about especially the EV, the electric vehicle sector. Okay, you know, another sector that joined the fray, or another stock that got in on the EV action, I was wondering, did you see the action on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in Apple? I mean, Apple just took off and roared.
An all-time high, right?
Yeah, roared to an all-time high, and I really couldn't find any news in the heat of writing the newsletter and everything. And it's breaking. Look at Apple again today. It is just absolutely breaking loose. And goes to prove that a best stock now can remain a best stock now for a long. You don't have to become an IBM. You don't have to become an AT&T. You can remain vibrant and vital. I guess IBM should have gotten into the electric car business, you know, a long time ago. They could have named it the Watson or whatever.
Yeah.
But
or just announced that they would be in the electric car business. That's pretty much all you got to do nowadays. So
just drop
that's
a concept.
The only news that I've seen.
I know. That seems to be the news that is driving Apple higher. That they are getting closer and closer to having their own EV, electric vehicle, which I can see. I mean, to me, that seems like a natural extension for them to go into, you know, from the computer to the telephone. And, you know, they've tied up the recording industry pretty much, digitizing all the music.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, that Apple brand is known the worldwide. And now, you know, obviously, I mean, we've talked about this for a long time, about Apple's EV, you know, their desires to get into the EV market. And it sounds like that announcement of an autonomous car coming from Apple is getting closer and closer. And look at that stock. So we're having a monster day. You know, those are two of our biggest positions right there. The Chilean lithium stock and Apple, which is in both portfolios. I mean, it's a double dipper in our portfolios in both of those. So we have a double position really in both of those stocks. So we are having a monster day here at the Gunderson Capital. You know, the week ended off, too. It kind of went under the radar a little bit, but the $2.5 trillion Build Back Better plan was approved by the House, but it looks very, very doubtful that it will get by the Senate. But having said that, something will be approved eventually. And I got to believe that the green energy is going to be one of the biggest beneficiaries of that. The solar stocks also took off on Friday, big time. And look at that. Look at TAN today, which we own in our Best Funds Now portfolio. That is the Invesco Solar Index, the global solar index. That thing is breaking out today. We own it, and we also own one solar stock that is also having a pretty good day here today. But that sector looks to be a recipient, a direct beneficiary of the Build Back Better plan. Whatever version finally gets passed, it's not going to be the monster one that's out there right now. I don't think Manchin and Sinema will ever vote for it, but the solar stocks for now. There was also an IPO that kind of went under the radar on Friday that I want to talk about a little bit. I mean, this thing just exploded on Friday. For me, it's more evidence of not just a bubble, but a balloon that will pop at some point in time. But for now, these stocks continue to go higher. We'll talk about that stock when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson and Barry Kite on a monster day in the market. And welcome back here to the second half or second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. We'll let the holidays begin, the festivities begin early. That's what's happening here on Wall Street. The market will be open Monday through Wednesday, regular days. Thursday's closed. Friday it closes at 1 p.m. half day, but it's up 274 to begin this new week. It's closing in on 36,000. Is the Dow? Yeah, it's failed at that level a few times, as that has now become technical resistance. We're 35,878 right now. 10-year yield up about 5 basis points. They were up a little more until the Powell news came out, and then they dropped a little bit. So he's obviously seen as a friend to not only the stock market but the bond market. And the NASDAQ has just blasted off here. It's up 144 points right now as the 12-year bull continues to roar, you know, despite a few, scares along the way. But like I have said for many, many years, that the market follows earnings. It doesn't follow emotion. It follows earnings. And I think a lot of individual investors allow emotion to get in the way, which, you know, it's difficult to shield out the emotions on some of the bad days or bad weeks, even bad months in the markets. But you got to go back and focus on those bottom line earnings. Okay, on Friday, a little known IPO. Is it Swan Lake that is the big ballet? Well, have you ever heard of Snow Lake? I guess people were dreaming of a white Christmas on Friday. Lithium happens to be kind of a whitish metal. Snow Lake Resources, LITM, rocketed up nearly 150% intraday Friday in its first trading session following an upsized IPO that priced at the top of its expected range, even though the Canadian lithium mining startup has no significant revenues yet. Barry, we don't even know if they have a mine, you know.
Well, look at it today. Have you seen it today?
Yeah, it's getting clobbered. I just want to say that this is a pretty good trading style right now in the market. Watch for these IPOs. Watch them shoot up on day one. Now, do you think that there would have been stock on Friday available to short this early in the game?
Yeah, probably not. I mean, you know, it all depends. And you know, the thing is, mechanically, and listeners, are, you know, kind of a, in terms of a lesson in terms of what does it mean to short a stock, essentially to be able to short one, what you're doing is borrowing a stock from someone and then promising to pay it back later on.
Right.
And so the idea is I could borrow a stock, you know, at $15. 2 months from now, I could, you know, if it goes down to, say, $9, well, I can buy it for $9 and repay you, and then I make the difference between the 15 and the 9. But there has to be stock, you know, available to borrow. And early on, like you said, usually certainly if it's a thinly traded stock and or if it's a newly traded stock, a lot of times there's a limited supply in what you can take part in. But I'm sure there's some options available potentially, but we'll see. The short interest still says zero, which to me just means either they don't have the data yet, or like you said, there may not be some available this early in the game.
What was this notice that came out to us from Ameritrade about? Is going to allow clients, customers of Ameritrade to lend their stock out and earn money? Was that? I didn't really have to.
Yeah, it reminds me kind of almost like allowing a client to lend them out, almost to make things available for what we just talked about.
Exactly. That's the gist I got from it.
Yeah, once you start doing that, I've got a note to look into it more because I get worried of more of your 08-09 style where you end up with counterparty risk, right? Where my stock is lent out, and if they have a problem, then at some point does that mean I have a problem? I know TD Ameritrade is the intermediary bank between that as the custodian, but it does seem like you're creating more leverage, down the line, which, as we know, in 08-09, that's kind of what cascaded and created, problems for people who didn't even know they were going to have problems.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll watch Snow Lake. Hopefully it doesn't become Swan Lake and then Swan Song, Swan Song means kissing. There used to be a saying in the market that, an oil wildcat drilling operation was – three liars standing around a hole in the ground, right? Or a gold mine, or a silver mine, or molybdenum. Now it seems to be lithium. That's all you got to do is announce. It doesn't even say if they have a mine, if they've begun digging. They have a symbol. They have a stock symbol. And it went up 150% intraday last Friday. Man, I'd have loved to have smacked that one at some point. Okay,
And their stock symbol, LITM, it's very much close to that, the lit.
LITHM. And, okay, now there are some legit, like Lithium America, it's hitting a new high today, LAC. We actually, and of course, SQM, one of the biggest winners in the market today, is a lithium stock. So I just think a lot of these, people are going to say, hey, look at these lithium stocks. Let's just announce. What was it, that underwear stock a few weeks ago announced that they're getting in the electric car business?
naked brands. That's right.
You drive the car naked. And, I can just see some other goofy Bitcoin miner. We're going to start mining lithium. And so you got to watch out right now. This is a very, I'm seeing a lot of speculation come into the market. Rivian,
well,
automotive.
Well, did you see the Bitcoin? We'll get to it later, but the Bitcoin story out of El Salvador. So we'll have to save that one for that's a very interesting concept. So.
And another one I wanted to slam at $200 a share was Rivian. Rivian got as high as 100 and let me see what the top was. I need to write this down, sir. 179. I said, that is the best short I've ever seen in my life right there. It's just, it's a sure thing. Okay. Now it's 120. It's down $60. You could have made about 33% so far on the way down. And it's getting hammered again today. It's down 6.2%, but yet it's still $111 billion company, bigger than GM. Much bigger than GM, $21 billion more. And the word is that Amazon tested a lot of these vans, and it wasn't quite the range that the prospectus said. Nevertheless, Amazon is scheduled to buy several thousand. I'll get the exact number for you when we come back. It's in this article somewhere. But Rivian getting pounded again today. This is Bill Gunderson, Barry Kite. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show on this holiday short week. The NASDAQ up 133, about the same as when we started. The Dow up 256 right now. Just to give you a little flavor of what's doing it, the Dow is led by Apple. A little bounce in Cisco after a big sell-off in that lousy stock last week. J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs also are adding to the Dow's gains there. The S&P 500, the top stock there is Generac. They make generators and whatnot, and we happen to own Generac. That's the biggest winner in the S&P 500 today. Tesla's also leading the S&P. Solar stock Enphase. A little bit of Ford breaking out today. And in the NASDAQ, the leader there is Tesla. Micron, which you're seeing better prices on the memory chips, but that's kind of a commodity. NVIDIA's having a good day. And, of course, Apple's having a good day. The biggest mover of the day is iSpecimen, ISPC. It's up 133%. Some kind of COVID news in the government. They're going to use iSpecimen for something, ISPC. And I was just going to give our listeners, sometimes you can't find news on a stock. I'll just give you a little heads up. One of the places I go is Yahoo Finance. Like this morning, we couldn't find any news on SQM. I went to Seeking Alpha and I went to some others. But on Yahoo Finance, if you type in the symbol and then you have a lot of choices, there's one choice down there called Conversations. And you click on Conversations and you can see people talking about the stock, if they are. And that's where I found that news on iSpecimen. That's kind of my last resort to try to find news, on a stock that's moving and you can't figure out why on Yahoo Finance. Okay, now here's the news of the day. I was really looking forward to serving Birdseye broccoli tater tots. Well, they're not tater tots. They're broccoli tots. I'm sure your boys love broccoli tots. Conagra announces a voluntary recall, so I'm going to drop off my broccoli tots at the recall center and won't be able to serve them for Thanksgiving. But this Rivian, I want to go back to Rivian for a minute. Amazon is expected to put 10,000 Rivian vans on the road next year following months of testing in 15 cities. Now, I see a lot of Amazon vans in my neighborhood, around town, in my driveway,
They're everywhere. Yeah,
they're everywhere. I haven't seen a Rivian yet, but they have been testing them in 15 cities. So, Rivian's got the big order, obviously, from Amazon, and that really adds a lot of sex appeal to this stock. But Rivian's going to have to deliver, number one. Look at all the issues that Elon had with getting Teslas off the line. There was more demand for Tesla for a long time. Still, seemingly, there is because, one of the rental car agencies wants 100,000 of them. Well, that's not so easy to get those off the line. And, any orders have to get in line behind all the other people that are waiting. So not only does Rivian have to deliver the goods, they have to be profitable on the goods that they deliver. And, one other thing here is apparently that one driver saying Rivian's van's range was more limited than what the EV disclosed in its IPO filing. The driver claimed the battery drained about 40% quicker when the air conditioner was running. Well, don't run the air conditioner, I guess, but that seems, and I think that's another reason why Rivian stock is down today. It doesn't quite have the range that they were saying it did. Well, we'll see, but Rivian is a real deal. I just question the valuation on it at $111 billion. And I think you can tie this next story into that valuation that's being given to Rivian right now. Here, this comes from, I think, Goldman Sachs, okay? Sky-high electric vehicle stock valuations could steer Ford and General Motors into the spinoff lane. And, of course, you know, they're talking about here the pricing of future earnings right now and how vulnerable they are to interest rates. Okay, here it is. Goldman Sachs is picking their high-growth stocks for rising rates. So Goldman Sachs is calling for rising rates in 2022. However, they're saying that stocks with high revenue projections, okay, projections and low profit or negative margins have long duration and are vulnerable to increases in interest rates. Now, that's what we've been saying, okay? That's why we're very skeptical of Cathie Wood and her ARK funds and her sticking with her style of investing. What do they mean, Barry, when they say these long duration on stocks? I mean, that's usually a term we hear
right.
with bonds.
Yep, and it's actually a very interesting concept. And you know, the point there is, in other words, not all growth companies are created equally, right? So you take,
no.
you know, you take your Apples, you take, you know, even a Tesla, right? You know, fast growing from a revenue standpoint, but also they're showing earnings. So the trick is those growth companies that are actual, you know, have earnings or the earnings, you know, their earnings are very visible coming up ahead, are going to be less vulnerable to higher interest rates than your companies that are strictly are showing revenue growth, and we don't know when they're going to become positive, right, from an earnings standpoint.
Exactly.
And so, to me, it's actually a positive in that they're kind of differentiating now between your types of growth companies versus, you know, at the beginning of this year, right, pretty much any growth company kind of took a hit, you know, rightly or wrongly. And, you know, so now they're actually making a differentiation between the types of growth, which I feel is much more, much more exactly.
Yeah, well, you know what? And here's another statistic that Goldman Sachs points to. Actually, back in February and March of this year, when the growth stocks took a hit, the companies with high profit margins outperformed unprofitable growth stocks by quite a big margin. So, you know, you've seen our portfolios. We ditched most of those long duration stocks, the Teladocs of the world, which are still unprofitable and looking to maybe be profitable at some point in the future. And this same concept is applied, obviously, to the bond market. I mean, the longer you go out in duration in the bond market, the more vulnerable that bond is to rising interest rates. So even in our bond portfolio, you know, we're in that 7 to 8 year range. You go out beyond that and you are really vulnerable. And now, you know, it seems to be true with stocks. And so you got to think about that going forward. You have to look at your own portfolio, all you individual investors. How many of the stocks do you own that they might be profitable someday? The battery stocks, the EV startups, the telemedicine, etc. There's a lot of them that might be profitable. Well, they're going to be the most vulnerable, the absolute most vulnerable, as interest rates just take their natural course. I think it's a natural course that they'll take higher. So anyways, but what they're also saying is General Motors and Ford most likely or will certainly look at spinning off their electric car divisions, okay, which, you know, might really help the stock. Because they obviously are not getting these glamour multiples that Rivian and Lucid and the others are getting. So a couple interesting points there. Okay, let's see what else. Toyota and Panasonic, they're teaming up, and they're eyeing a North Carolina site for a battery plant. And, of course, one of those lithium stocks, I believe it's Lithium of America, LAC, who's mining lithium in North Carolina. So North Carolina going to be a lithium hub there up near Greensboro, which is just outside of Winston-Salem, and not too far from where we live. Okay, now when we come back, we've talked about a lot of stocks already. But now it's time to feature a couple of best stocks now that are sticking out to us today. This is Bill Gunderson and Barry Kite. We'll be right back.
You gotta go where you wanna go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. And the market's come down just a little here. The Dow's now up 236, a little bit of profit taking here. And the Nasdaq's up 104 right now. The stocks to me, the stinker of the day is NIU, which is a Chinese EV maker. And China, once again, is cracking down. They're going after a bunch of companies and fining them for not disclosing, filling out all of the documents, I guess, the red tape for their acquisitions. I mean, they just keep going back to the well and going after these companies, and which tells me, and I've decided, that China is uninvestable. And it has been, you know, since they started to move the other direction towards these companies and cracking down and really attacking kind of the capitalism that was creeping into their society and was benefiting them. But they've chosen to go the other way. And NIU is getting whacked today again, N-I-U. That was a pretty hot stock there for a while. I just want to check at NIO, which is NIO. Well, it's up 9% today, but I just wouldn't invest. Alibaba, I know that's been controversial here recently. Warren Buffett's guy there has been buying Alibaba stock quite a bit, Charlie Munger, as a value stock. But that stock looks horrible as it's breaking down, too. Now, the two that stand out to me, I've already mentioned, it's hard to not say something again about SQM, which we're pretty proud of here. And it's like you say, Barry, SQM was very much underfollowed. And who knows, maybe it was our article that, but I'm reading here on these chat boards or chat rooms that it's the election in Chile is having a big impact on it. SQM is up 12.1% today. I found SQM using the Best Stocks Now app. I mean, how else do you find a fertilizer stock in Chile other than saying, wow, what's this SQM? This was quite a while
ago.
There's
literally been four articles written on Seeking Alpha in the last year on SQM.
Yeah, well, I mean, I try to, you know, we kind of take pride ourselves in not writing up Apple or, you know, IBM or all these big stocks that are highly followed. I mean, we go against the grain a little bit and try to find the uncovered gems. And, I mean, our track record, I haven't looked at tip ranks lately, but our track record speaks for itself as to our ranking there. SQM, as of Friday's close, was ranked number 21 overall. That's out of 6,000 in the Best Stocks Now app. And, of course, the stock is breaking out to new all-time highs, up 12.2% today. And when that's one of your biggest positions, that obviously lifts those portfolios that you manage. We're having a monster day today. The other one that stands out to me, now, look, we live in Charleston, South Carolina, usually twice a year we have to evacuate as these hurricanes head up the Atlantic coast from They go from Florida or usually from, you know, Bahamas or whatever. This year we never had to evacuate. But having said that, we have to be prepared at all times. And a lot of people in my neighborhood have backup generators. We have one, a Generac generator. Should the power go off, it kicks in, and we're on propane here at our house, and it runs off of the propane. And it's come on a few times, Barry, during some power outages and some heavy rains and winds, but we haven't, you know, had to use it during a hurricane yet, which is a blessing. But we have a Generac, and then I have a portable Generac solar generator that I bought this past year. It's just got a nice folding, like a little folding table, very just two panels, just two solar panels. I set it up on my upstairs little kind of sun deck there, directly at the sun. It plugs into the generator, which probably weighs about 50, 60 pounds. And, you know, a good day of sun will charge it up. And, you know, I mean, the power went out at my house right before we were going on the air a couple weeks ago. And I ran upstairs, brought the solar generator. It's kind of a generator of last resort when all else fails. And, of course, it stores that. You know, it's remained about 96% charged here since I've had it in my office and not attached to the solar panels. I've tried it out. Just to see, you know, I mean, it will run a crock pot for a couple of days if you need to run a crock pot.
Right.
Other things.
It'll charge your phone. That's the most important thing.
It'll charge your phone. It'll charge your laptop. And it will run quite a few things, actually. I mean, you got to pay up to get the bigger solar generators. But Generac is really a renewable energy company. And they're putting out all kinds of different. They kind of are the kind of like Yeti took over the ice chest,
right,
and everything. Generac is definitely the major player in standby power.
And they're at Costco.
Yeah, do they sell them at Costco's?
Yeah, they have a big contract with Costco. When you're going out of Costco, getting ready to hand them your ticket, you look to the right and they have a big.
Where you can
buy one. They're not on the shelf. They're, you know, those are ones that you get them to come install.
Well, it's a $29 billion company, and they've been growing earnings by 25% per year over the last 5 years. And this isn't one of those long duration companies where you're way out on a limb hoping for. So it's not as vulnerable to rising interest rates because they have a big profit margin. At Generac, GNRC. So we'll just make those our two stocks of the day. We'll say we told you so. We've been in these for quite some time. We're both these stocks having a big day today. So anyways, look, the newsletter every week we try to point out best stocks now. They come from all walks of life. The times are changing. We're entering into a rising interest rate environment. You got to be really careful with these companies that might be profitable someday down the road. And, you know, we left most of those stocks back in February, March of this year, and we're in different stocks now. Get the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com or put our team to work for you on your portfolios, personally working for you at give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.